This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the many, many things that Congress is talking about as it tries to wrap up its 113th session and get home for the holidays is tax credits, specifically the kind that expire, as some are set to do this year, and whether they ought to be renewed. Same thing happens, as you know, pretty much every year with one tax break or another, and it does, to the logical mind, raise kind of an obvious question. If they expire every year and they are renewed every year, why are they temporary in the first place? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has found at least two reasons: money and an inability to compromise.
These temporary tax breaks are very important to business. Some are for research and development. Others let companies write off investments. Corporations really want to see them extended, but nothing's free in Washington.
These temporary provisions become very efficient tools for members of Congress to raise money.
That's Lawrence Lessig, a professor of law at Harvard. He says members of Congress want to keep these tax breaks temporary so they can say to corporate donors, give us campaign contributions so we can stay in office and renew your tax breaks. Lessig says this keeps lobbyists busy, too.
So everybody inside the Beltway wins in this Christmas gift process, which we call the extension of these temporary provisions.
Now, there are other reasons the tax breaks are temporary. Len Berman directs the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. He says Congress can't decide which ones should be made permanent.
But those require politically difficult decisions, compromise between Democrats and Republicans, and those are things that Congress isn't good at these days.
Also, if the tax cuts were permanent, Congress would need a permanent way to pay for them, with tax hikes or spending reductions. Chuck Marr is director of federal tax policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says, keep in mind, Congress is only considering an extension of the tax breaks through this year, which means
this has to be taken up again next year and hopefully with a better outcome.
I can hardly wait. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.